Manuscript Releases, Volume 18, Numbers 1301 to 1359. M.R. Number 1302. A Vision Given in Oswego, New York. I saw some in Zion that were languishing. They were dormant and unbelieving. I asked the angel if Zion should languish. Said the angel, "She is rising, never to fall again. God has stretched out his hand the second time to recover the remnant of his people. I saw that some who meet together at, the conferences at, Oswego and vicinity, were not right. They do not partake of the spirit of the lovely Jesus. They have not vital godliness, and unless they soon partake of the spirit of Jesus and have their hearts sanctified by the truth they profess to believe, they will be purged out of the camp of Israel. I saw that there needed to be a searching of heart among them." Said the angel, "Thou art upon the enchanted ground. Dost thou not see it? Awake and arise and put on the strength of the Lord. The powers of darkness are rising. Art thou rising? Is it not getting the victory over thee?" I was pointed back to the children of Israel in Egypt. I saw that when God worked through Moses before Pharaoh, the magicians came up and said they could do the same, that they could work the same miracles. I saw that the same work was going on now on the earth that the magicians carried on anciently. The signs and mighty wonders of the devil have increased within a few months tenfold, and they will be on the increase and spread. And unless Israel is constantly rising with the message and growing in grace and in the knowledge of the truth, the powers of darkness will get the victory over them. I saw that we must be daily rising and keep the ascendancy above the powers of darkness. Our God is mighty. I saw that singing to the glory of God often drove the enemy away, and praising God would beat him back and give us the victory. I saw that there was too little glorifying God, too little childlike simplicity among the remnant. I asked the angel why there was not more faith and power in Israel. Said he, "Ye let go of the arm of God too quick. Press your petitions to the throne, and hold on by living faith. Believe that ye receive the things ye ask for, and you shall have them." I was then pointed to Elijah. He was subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly. His faith endured the trial. 7 times he prayed before the Lord, and at last the cloud was seen. I saw we had doubted and wounded Jesus by our unbelief. "God's people are rising," said the angel, "never to fall again." "Be careful," said the angel, "lest the branches be cut off and others are raised up in their stead." I saw that some would bear fruit and work to the glory of God. I saw we must keep close to Jesus and fast and pray if we could not get the victory over the powers of darkness. I then saw that Brother Gorslein had wounded and torn the hearts of God's people. I saw he had been stubborn and rebellious, and unless he changed his course entirely, the church should disfellowship him, for he has been a dead weight to the church. Said the angel, "Jesus has nearly finished his work in the sanctuary. It is no time to be stupid now. A quick work will the Lord do upon the earth. The 4 angels will soon let go the 4 winds. Said the angel, "Beware how thou treadest enchanted ground all around the east and west, north and south. If Satan can get thee to slumber now, he is sure of his prey." I saw that some in Israel had been half-starved for food, and when the present truth was presented to them, they ate it with thankfulness and gratitude like half-starved children. Said the angel, Can ye stand in the battle in the day of the Lord? Ye need to be washed and live in newness of life. Then I saw that those whose hands are now engaged in making up the breach and are standing in the gaps, but that have formerly, since 44, broken the commandments of God, and have so far followed the Pope as to keep the first day instead of the seventh, would have to go down into the water and be baptized in the faith of the shut door, and keeping the commandments of God, and in the faith of Jesus, who is coming to sit on the throne of his father David, and to redeem Israel. I also saw that those who have been baptized as a door into the professed churches will have to be baptized out of that door again, and into the faith mentioned above. And all who have not been baptized since 44 will have to be baptized before Jesus comes, and some will not gain progress now until that duty is done. And then they must live anew unto God and serve him faithfully. Said the angel, "Will ye sink and let others take the stars to your crown?" I told the angel that I could not endure to see any in Israel falling back. "Thou advocate, save the purchase of thy blood. What more can we do for thee? Oh, that we had more to give to the lovely Jesus, more to render to him for his merciful kindness to us. We will do anything, we will go anywhere. Only lend us strength from the sanctuary." The angel said, "Some tried too hard to believe. Faith is so simple, ye look above it. Satan has deceived some and got them to looking to their own unworthiness. I saw that they must look away from self to the worthiness of Jesus and throw themselves, just as they are, needy and dependent and unworthy, upon his mercy, and by faith draw strength and nourishment from him." Said the angel, "The desolations of Zion are accomplished. I saw that he took away the first and established the second, that is, those who were in the faith would become rebellious and be purged out, and others who had not heard the Advent doctrine and rejected it would embrace the truth and take their places." Said the angel, "Will ye lack faith? Climb up, take hold, never let go of the promises of God, for they are sure. Ye have been discouraged too quick." I begged strength of the angel, as I saw I must come back to this world. I covenanted to live unto God. I begged the angel not to let me feel again the awful anguish of seeing some in Israel sinking. He said that strength should be given me to endure all that God should lay upon me. I then saw that Brother Chapin had been rescued from the jaws of the lion, as a bird is rescued from the snare of the fowler. I saw that God had felt after him when he was in darkness, and he had but just escaped by the skin of his teeth, and all his work at Hamilton must be taken back before he can gain progress. I saw he must make square work for eternity. I saw that his soul was worth more than 10,000 worlds like this. I did praise and adore God that he had borne with Brother Chapin, and finally had stretched out his arm in that dark spot and brought him to the light, that he might discover the darkness he had been in. This is written in haste. Excuse bad writing. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C. October 1st, 1987. Entire Ms.